Blackstone Audio presents Gentleman Joel and the Red Queen by Lois McMaster Bujold. This book is read by Grover Gardner. In memory of Dr. Martha Barter. Chapter 1. It was a good day on the military transfer station orbiting the planet Sergyar. The Vice-Wren was coming home. As he entered the station's command and control room, Admiral Joel's eye swept the main tactics display, humming and colorful above its holotable. The map of his territory, albeit presently set to the distorted scale of human interests within Sergyar's system and not the astrographic reality, which would leave everything invisible and put humans firmly in their place as a faint smear on the surface of a speck. A G-star burning tame and pleasant at this distance, its necklace of half a dozen planets and their circling moons, the colony world itself turning below the station. Of more critical strategic interest, the four wormhole jump points that were its gateways to the greater galactic nexus and their attendant military and civilian stations. Two, highly active, with a stream of commercial traffic and scheduled tight-beam relays, leading to the jump routes back to the rest of the Barayaran Empire and on to its nearest neighbor on this side, currently peaceful Escobar. One, accessing a long and uneconomical backdoor route to the Nexus. The last, leading, as far as 40 years of exploration had found, nowhere. Joel wondered at what point in the past double handful of years he'd started carrying the whole map and everything moving through it in his head at once. He'd used to consider his mentor's ability to do so as something bordering on the supernatural, although the late Errol Vorkosigan had done it routinely for an entire three-system empire, and not just its smallest third. Time, it seemed, had gifted Joel easily with what earnest study had found hard. Good, because time bloody owed him for all that it had taken away. It was quiet this morning in the C&C room, most of the techs bored at their stations, the ventilation laden with the usual scents of electronics, recycled air, and overcooked coffee. He moved to the one station that was brightly lit, letting his hand press the shoulder of the traffic controller. Stay on task. The man nodded and returned his attention to the pair of ships coming in. The Vice-Wren's jump pinnace was nearly identical to that of a fleet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?